For those living outside the Atlanta area, there aren't many ways of getting around other than driving a car. And that's how it was in the small town of Forsyth, just between Atlanta and Macon. Then, a couple there came up with a crazy idea. They tried to create their own kind of public transit service. Stephanie Stokes checked in with them.
What's the first thing you do when you want to start a public transit service? Well, how about buy a bus?
We actually purchased this bus off of Craigslist.
That's Aaron White, owner of the new Forsythia Transit Service. I'm sitting with her in the school bus she refurbished with her one employee, Jesse, who also happens to be her husband. He chimes in from behind the wheel.
Seats out. Pressure washed the whole inside. Aaron and I recovered everything.
They repainted the formerly yellow bus white and printed the company's name in curly letters on the side. It doesn't look much like the public buses you see in cities like Atlanta, but that's not really what they're going for.
We like it. It's, you know, hopefully it's friendly and people, I mean, I know that's a kind of a strange word to say about a bus, but that people will not be intimidated and will want to try to ride it, so.
This bus serves Forsyth, a city of less than 4,000 people. There's never been taxis or even a rental car service here, let alone public transportation. And when you're a newcomer in a small town, looking friendly is important.
This is Mrs. Reynolds.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
We pick up Dorothy Reynolds on a narrow residential street. She's one of Forsyth's residents without a car. Some can't afford one. The median income here hovers around $20,000. Though Reynolds says she just doesn't want to drive. So to get to work at a nearby hotel, she used to pay a neighbor or just walk. But now she's all about the bus.
So it did save me a lot of time. He tell me, he said, I'll be there, and he'd be right there waiting on me.
Reynolds even bought a weekly pass, which is basically a laminated piece of paper with her name on it. Now she tells me she's looking around her neighborhood to see if she can spread the word.
I want to try to get that place for him, the trailer park right there, because I got some couple girls that work that with me, but they walk home.
For Aaron and Jesse, it's been tough getting people to take the bus. Many stare or maybe wave, but few are like Dorothy Reynolds and have actually tried it out.
We our signs, you know, we had a little map of the town and we had designated times and things, and we've had that going on for almost a month, and we see that that's not working because the people, they've never had a bus before, so they don't really understand how that works.
Aaron and Jesse admit they'd never heard of anyone trying to start a small town bus service like this with regular routes and all. But after working high-paying jobs that kept them far from Forsyth, they wanted to finally invest in the community. And Aaron says they heard from the town's small businesses that a bus was something that could work.
It kept coming up over and over again that we needed transportation, we needed transportation.
At a local pizza shop and pub just outside the town's historic square, owner Bonnie Barker once debated whether to serve alcohol. Because, again, Forsyth has no taxis, or in other words, any safe way for a person to get home.
They've given us a whole new way of looking at our business plan.
Now with a bus, she's talking about wine tastings, whiskey dinners, and not just for the town's residents. There are two big statewide training centers in Forsyth for correctional officers and public safety employees, and they bring in thousands of visitors.
I think what they'll find is as they do this, that if they know that people can come into town, that more of our businesses will stay open in the evening.
Really, Barker thinks Forsythia Transit could help revitalize a town that once depended on mills and agriculture. But for that to happen, the bus does have to stick around.
I'm hoping they have the patience to hang in there, because in a small town, you have to just keep doing what you're doing until you become part of the fabric of the town.
For now, Aaron and Jesse are hanging on, but they've had to make some changes. Mainly, they've given up on the routes. They just never caught on. While they're still taking Dorothy Reynolds to work, they're marketing themselves as more of a bus for hire, think special events. And also, they're doing some food deliveries. So, not exactly a public transit service, but they're filling a small town's needs however they can. For WABE, I'm Stephanie Stokes.